You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. We continue here Tuesday afternoon, and let's check out Jerry in St. Louis. Hello, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Paul. I've got a question to ask about these college football players. When they're using the transfer portal, do they lose their scholarship with the school they're transferring from? And also, do they have to pay the school back for the tuition?
No, most scholarships are year to year. I think that's how they do it now. But you're not on the hoof. I mean, the school essentially recruits you, offers you, and you leave, and you're done with them.
Well, the other question I have, too, it's really a comment. What's happening in college football, I'm talking about the money factor, seems to be kind of filtering down to the high school level. I'm from St. Louis, and we've had a lot of teams, high school teams, that travel across the country. And I know that costs money. East St. Louis High School football, for instance, many years ago, they were poor, the school, because of funding. Who was it? Bill Bidwell, former owner of the football Cardinals when they were in St. Louis, donated shoes for the football team. Okay? Now, last year or 2 years ago, the same East St. Louis Flyers flew out to play a top-rated California team. So, I mean, there's money involved there. My old high school has gym equipment, weights, that at the time when the St. Louis Rams were here, three of the Rams players worked out in my alma mater's high school weight room because my school had the weights that the Rams workout area didn't have because Stan Kroenke was too cheap.
Well,
Jerry,
what happens here, though, is that a lot of times their gifts, sometimes the apparel company is involved because they want to get their product in front of young people. So, I mean, there are a lot of reasons for that. And quite frankly, thank you for the call. NIL is filtering in to the high schools now. That is a fact. Vance is up next in Georgia. Hey, Vance.
Good afternoon, Paul. I heard my really wonderful 3 degrees. And that means he's obviously totally, totally educated on Jim. Because what did he say? He's a homophobe. He's a racist.
Right.
He has yellow teeth. He's a high school dropout. Well, I'm waiting on Logan to tell me exactly how old Jim is, how tall he is, and what is his athletic record. And the answer is he doesn't have a clue. And what I want to say is, does it really matter how old Jim is? Does it matter how good or not he was at certain athletic endeavors? I mean, let's be real here. The man's very passionate. You know, I myself, this might be a sad epitaph on my life. My fondest memories, period, to this minute, I'm 68 years old, were my 3 years of playing varsity football. I mean, there is nothing that can touch that.
No.
Maybe that is Jim's fondest memories of life.
But Vance, let me offer one thing about Jim and all the things that Logan said, I'll leave to others, but whether he's 40, 50, 60, 70, or 80, he still brings energy every time he calls, and that's all I care about.
Oh, I don't care. If he's 95, it makes it all the better. Who cares? Jim's not harming anybody, Paul. And I don't think he needs me to take up for him, but I just think people get balled up a lot over virtually nothing. But, you know, like I said, he doesn't need me to take up for him. And one more thing, and I'll shut up. Had the NCAA listened to Nick Saban 7 and 9 years ago, we wouldn't be in this predicament we're in now. And if people don't think it's a mess, they're not thinking clearly at all.
Tanner is up next. Hey, Tanner, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We are doing great.
Oh, man, I'm neck deep in overtime, Paul. Let me walk out of the shop. But look, Paul, I don't have any degrees from any prestige universities. I'm not a law professor, nothing like that. But I know that Dominic missing school yesterday and Jim Jellateeth have nothing to do with strep throat. And you know what? I don't hate Dominic. Hey, when I was his age, I had strep throat a couple times too, wink, wink. But, you know, Dominic, education is important. School, hey, like I said, I didn't go to a prestige university, but I make good money. I got full benefits. Just work your tail off, Dominic, and it seems like that's what you're doing. So hats off to you. Don't let that old man get you down. Paul, as far as what's going on with Saban, you know, I don't know. I don't really have a big opinion on it. But I do know this. When Saban talks, whether he's telling you what he means or what he wants you to think he means, he's got a purpose. There's the method to the madness. What that is, I don't know. But I'll tell you this. If the government can take Social Security out of my check each week, they can do something with these players. And I don't, you know, I hope they make as much money as they can. Me personally, I think the transfer portal is a bigger detriment to college football than them making money. But Paul, I just know, you know, anytime you get government involved, it's probably not a good thing. But I also know if they can take money out of my check, they can take it out of theirs.
Well said, Tanner, as always.
All right, roll tide.
You got it. Jim is next.
I'm not old, you old bastard. You're the bastard. You're the old man. Everybody knows that. I can find out all about you, and I'm going to. But you're a scumbag from hell. You're a servant, tool of hell. I'm not an old guy.
Who are we talking about here?
We're talking about the last college. So hell, Paul, I thought you were listening.
Well, I mean, I was. I just wanted to make sure okay. I'll get it.
Well, we're talking about that idiot, lying bastard, Tanner. I wish he would try to contact me. He would be regretting it. I'm not threatening anybody, but he better not ever cross my path, that lying old scumbag.
Jim, I don't think Tanner's very old.
I don't care if he's old or not. I'm not worried about him. I'll tell you right now, I'm not worried about him.
He's a young guy to me.
I don't give a damn, Paul. You're getting on my call. Why are you stepping? You're trying to step. As usual, you're taking up for the enemy.
No.
You're going to get yours, Paul. God let me know that, but that's enough of that. I don't care if you take my call or not. I hate your guts anyway, and you know that. I really do. I'll have to repent for it, but I hate your guts. You always do this. You always step on my damn call. You don't step on the enemy's call that talk about me and lie about me, but you step on my call. You're an unprofessional moron. You really are. And I'm going to tell you something else, Paul. Your show is going down the hill. It's going downhill fast. Nobody believes you. You run a horrible show with a bunch of scumbag liars like that idiot criminal looking. If you look as much a criminal as that Logan does, I know he's a criminal in some ways. No doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. Yeah, I'm mad as hell about these scumbags, but I get my steam up and I tell the truth, which I'm doing right now. They are scum, jealous devils, pure, sent from Satan, because I tell you why, Paul, Satan knows that I know God, and Satan hates God, hates people of God, and that's the bottom line. And so do the heathens, like total heathens, like Tanner, who probably doesn't believe in God, and we've got it on record that Logan does not believe in God, and he's hell-bound unless it's a miracle happening for him. And I really don't care if he goes to hell. I don't care if that sounds Christian or not. He deserves to go to hell. I mean that. I said the same thing about that lying Phyllis. She was a lying scumbag against me. I never heard her, and she came out after me and lied. Total lies. That's all it is, Paul. You got a bunch of total lies. It's going to catch up with you, buddy. I promise you. It's going to come back to haunt you. And not from me, from Almighty God in justice. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a short break. When we come back, a young player who's trying to make a name for himself in the NFL. He's already made a name for himself in college. Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver from the University of Florida, climbing up the NFL charts. He'll be with us next.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
So usually before I go into treatment, we just come out here, we hit the jug, I try to get 100 catches straight. I drop one, I restart. So I usually do that every day. Yeah, everyday routine, make it a daily habit.
Drops back, they rush four. Fires down the right side. One-handed catch, leaping in the air. Pearsall brought it down at the 30-yard line. Are you kidding me?
Look at this picture.
Jumpman, Jumpman.
Is that not the greatest, like, still shot ever?
The Florida Ricky Pearsall.
Jumpman, Jumpman, Jumpman.
How in the world does Ricky Pearsall catch this football?
Threw it a little high, kind of had to get it over that backer, but I see a bunch of white jerseys and I see one hand go up and just snag it. That was wild. The swamp was fired up after that one.
I will say this, Ricky Pearsall, you're going to get drafted because of that play. I just want you to let you know that.
Of the year in college football, and the man who made the catch, Ricky Pearsall, joining us from the University of Florida. Ricky, how many times have you seen that since the Charlotte game?
Yeah, many times. I've seen that play many, many times.
By the way, I'd rather see that than dropping a pass in the end zone to win a game. So I know that you're pretty happy with that. But
sure.
I mean, I'm trying to think that maybe Graham overthrew it. What was the conversation like after you made the catch?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty short conversation with it on the field. He was just really amped up for me, but we talked about it a lot after the game. We met up after the game. We usually do that, and we were talking about the play. He's like, I did not think you're going to go up and get that, but I ended up making the play. So,
yeah, I'm not sure I'd be too happy with him considering you gave these two defensive backs an opportunity to take your head off, but you came up rather quickly. I guess the adrenaline must have been pretty good.
No, for sure. My adrenaline was definitely up, especially because my dad was fourth row, so I had to get up. I had to.
And your dad, from what I understand, has not only been your dad, but he's been coaching you since you were barely out of the crib.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We started at a young age. He played college ball at NAU, so it started from a young age, man. He introduced me to the game when I was around 6 years old, and from there, you know, we never stopped.
We'll go back to Florida in a minute, but I want to talk about what's recent because we're getting close to the draft, 5 weeks away. And, I mean, the headlines about you are pretty phenomenal. You are just racing up the draft after a Senior Bowl. You've looked great in so many different settings. Take us through, since we last saw you at the end of the year, what have you been doing? And I'm sure you're pretty pleased with what everybody is saying.
Yeah, for sure. I first headed over to Exos in Phoenix, Arizona. I've been working with a guy named Nick Hill. He's over there. He's really good. And then for the combine process, we've just been working on our 40 starts. We were really nailing on that. And then obviously everything that comes with the combine, with the route stuff, the position work. We had a Gold Feet. His name's T.A. He came over to Phoenix too. He'd fly out and work with all the receivers. So it's been a lot of good work. They got basically everything you need over there, from nutrition to PT to all the work that you need to be doing. So I just want to say shout out to Exos over there in Phoenix area.
What is that like when, I mean, you've been through, I mean, the Senior Bowl is pretty intense, and then, you know, you deal with pro days coming up and the combine. I'm sure there is something, there's a preparatory plan on that, but how do you get ready for these things aside from what you normally do, and that's catch footballs? I mean, there's a personal element to it, is there not?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely is. The game is 90% mental. So just making sure I get my mental game ready, making sure I'm on top of all my plays. And obviously, I think the physical stuff is going to handle itself, the work you put in. But making sure your mental is right to go out there and perform.
We just put up on the screen, you played at Arizona State. A lot of folks were at Arizona State and came into the SEC and did pretty well. Including a Heisman winner down in Baton Rouge, and what you accomplished. Let's talk about that re-entry into college football a couple of years ago from Arizona, where you're from, to Gainesville, which doesn't need much explanation in terms of the fervor of football down there.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I mean, coming from the Pac-12 to the SEC is a little bit different, you know. I would definitely say the front seven's moving a little bit faster. But I just want to highlight the traditions and the history, really, of the SEC, that what carries with that. And obviously, the University of Florida is a very historic university. So, you know, I can't say enough about the University of Florida. They've done a whole lot for me. And, you know, I had fun every time I stepped into the swamp. So,
Ricky, there's so many questions about this upcoming season that you won't be part of because of the schedule. But how would you describe your years there, especially being part of Billy Napier's system?
Yeah, man, I enjoyed every part of it, really. Coach Napier does a fantastic job over there, along with the rest of the coaches over there. They had a really good group of people in my corner, and I can't thank them enough. You know, all the improvement I have had the last 2 years, I owe it all to them. They're very detailed in their work over there. Coach Napier changed the culture, that's for sure. All the guys are just going through another year with him and trusting him more. So we're expecting big things from him coming up.
So I want to ask you about that before we get back to the NFL, because you know what the schedule is. It's ridiculous. Everyone has said that. There's a lot of confusion over how Florida ended up with the toughest schedule in the country. But give us a preview of what you are leaving behind in Gainesville. Mertz remains. A lot of young players, a lot of talent, but the schedule, it seems like it is on everyone's mind.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of talented guys over there. There's a lot of young guys that are up and coming. One of the dudes I was mentoring over there, a young guy by Trey Wilson, he's extremely talented. I think everybody should be on him after this season coming up. So, you know, I want to highlight him. He's a tremendous player. And obviously Graham Mertz is over there too. He's one of my good buddies to this day. And I expected him to have a great season too as well. So I expect big things all at the University of Florida.
Ricky Pearsall with us. Ricky, as you leave behind, you're dealing with what every young player deals with. You stayed behind to improve your stock, and you did that. What are you, I mean, I know what I'm reading, but what are you hearing from your people in terms of what to expect over these next 5 weeks?
Yeah, I'm hearing all kinds of things, man. But for me, I just got to take it day by day. That's really all I'm thinking about. I feel like when you worry too much in the future versus the past, you know, that's when you kind of just build that stress for yourself. So being able just to stay in the moment and be present where my feet are at, that's all I'm focused on and what the work I can handle right now.
And you know, you mentioned the Pac-12. people, I mean, we live in the SEC on this channel, so we're naturally pretty pro SEC. But as you traveled around the SEC, as you met a lot of people, I think the answer is yes. But describe how it helped prepare you for the next level.
Yeah, for sure. I think the SEC is probably the closest thing to the NFL level when it comes to speed. You know, a lot of guys coming from college going to the NFL, it takes a little bit to get used to some of that speed over there. But I think the SEC is probably the closest thing to that speed. And a lot of scouts that through this time have actually told me that. So that's helped me.
Florida has had its share of great wide receivers. We had one on the screen earlier from the old days, enduring. But in terms of the wide receivers that you've watched as a younger person and admired, and I'm not saying emulate, well, maybe emulate would be the right word, but maybe copy is the wrong word. But who stands out to you? Who are the guys that you have watched and said, man, that guy is where the action is?
No, for sure. There's a lot of good receivers in the NFL right now. And I think that's part of being a good receiver yourself, honestly, is stealing certain things that guys are doing at a high level and having high success with. And, you know, I like guys like Justin Jefferson. I think he does it at a really high level. He's really good at in and out of his breaks. He's super explosive at the line of scrimmage. And I like guys like Amari Cooper and Davante Adams, too. And I like to watch their release game and how they use different tempos at the line of scrimmage. Guys like Cooper Kupp, obviously, him filling out the zones, and he's a smart guy, good at route running at the top of his route too as well. So there's all kinds of guys I could throw out there that are doing at a high level, but it's just about watching film and stealing some of their stuff, really.
Before you go, take us on the field for a second, because we all, you know, we're watching the quarterback. We don't often see the wide receiver until the play starts to pick up. But what's going through your mind as you run to your position? What are you thinking about, and what's the most important thing as you're listening to the count?
Yeah, there's a lot to it. Obviously, you got to get your play first, and then, you know, your alignment, where that whatever that's at, and that's when you start being able to look at the defense, seeing what coverage you're in, seeing what the corner's leverage is. And, you know, as a receiver at the line of scrimmage with your release, you obviously got to play against the corner's leverage and really get to understand that. And then as far as the route is, there's a lot of different routes that go off based off of coverages. So you got to really understand the defensive side of things. So it's being able to play with your eyes up and seeing everything that's changing ahead, because, you know, a lot of defense, especially now, are disguising certain things.
Obviously, speed is a big part of it. But how much is intuition and just kind of knowing where you are and feeling what's around you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that's probably one of the best attributes as a receiver, is just awareness, you know, knowing where you're at on the field and knowing where the sideline's at, too. I mean, that's an obvious one, getting your feet in. So, but just being able to know where you're at on the field and having awareness where guys are at, where certain zones are at.
Ricky, it's been fun catching up. All the best. We'll be watching in a couple of weeks. And congratulations on an amazing career at the University of Florida. Be well.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate you having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. Ricky Pearsall, one of the greats this year in the Southeastern Conference, and we'll take a short break. Much more to come right after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Come back. Let's check in with Roger up next. Hello, Roger.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum.
Hey there.
I just wanted to tell you, probably a couple of years ago, I was listening to you on the radio. It was a Monday afternoon, and I was thinking about how the country's divided on so many things and we can't agree on hardly anything. But then Jim from Tuscaloosa called in and restored my faith in mankind, you might say. I remember it well, Paul. He says to you, Paul, he says, I think you'll have to admit that I make this show. I made the show, Paul. And you said, I remember, Paul, you said, yeah, I agree with you, Jim. So when you guys agreed on that, I guess the whole Fine Bomb Nation, we can all agree on that. And that's a good thing, Paul, because I can tell you, years ago, and I don't, it seems like some of your callers have things written down. I don't have anything written down. I'm in the car. So I remember years ago down in Florida, if I'm not mistaken, I was in the stands. I'm a little bit younger than Jim, and I was up in the stands, and it was a spring training baseball game. The Cincinnati Reds were playing the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Jim, if I recall correctly, walked on for the Pittsburgh Pirates and pitched to Johnny Bench. And as I recall, and I could be wrong, Paul, but I believe he struck him out on three pitches. And later on in the game, he hit a home run over left field, and it must have been 640 feet at least. And I was sitting there, and he came off, and I said, Jim, we all knew him, you know, we idolized him, Paul, we idolized him. We said, Jim, I said to him, I said, Jim, how did you strike Johnny Bench out? He said, kid, he can't hit the high fastball. I can't hit it. So I was sitting there, and I had a Coca-Cola, and I gave it to him. I said, Jim, would you like a Coke? I knew it was real hot. And he took it, and he gave me his jersey. And, Paul, that's where they stole that commercial about Mean Joe Green giving the kid his jersey.
That's
they
great.
They stole it from Jim.
That's amazing.
And Paul, yes,
hey,
it is.
You know, Roger, thank you for the call. I don't know why he's so angry, though, because, I mean, I have repeatedly praised him, and he continues to call me Satan. I don't know if should you deny being Satan or not, or is that pretty self-explanatory? Dominic is up next.
Paul, I have to call in and let you know that I respectfully disagree with Jimbo from Tuscaloosa. I feel as though you are not a scumbag, but a brilliant football guru. Oh. And I enjoy coming home to watch your show when I don't have sports. Oh, and by the way, you're the best damn-looking bald guy on TV today. Roll damn time, Paul! See you later, buddy!
Well, thank you, Dominic. That is so kind of you. Jace is up next. Hello, Jace.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I want to, you know, Jim kind of called in yesterday and bashed me, talking about his yellow teeth.
Right.
And, I don't even know how he calls in anymore because, I mean, he said he quit the damn show and he continues to call in. And, Jim, I got two words for you. Don't call anymore. We don't want to hear your calls anymore. I don't care if you're on the page of Paul's book on page 54 or anything. You know, you spew so much stuff, racist, homophobic crap that nobody wants to hear anymore, Jim.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Jace. Yeah. You ever been in a dilemma about what to do, and you've got good versus evil tugging at you? Yeah, Jim.
You need to let me on. That's exactly what you need to do. That's a lying, dumbass, fart-faced Jace fool. He's a total fool. The guy that called in about Johnny Bench, yeah, that's a complete lie. I mean, I wasn't even a pitcher. I never pitched in my life. But that's a damn another lie. Fabricated bull, you know, bull whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a falsehood, just like all over Twitter about other people, especially Donald Trump, who I bring it. You know I bring it like Donald Trump. And that's why these fools can't stand it because it's the truth. What I say is the truth. But you're a lying, low-life Jace. You're a lying, no-good, scum of the earth.
And one day, I promise you, you will pay whether you go to heaven or hell or not. You will pay. I've read enough of the scripture to know people like you will pay for their sins. You're going to reap what you sowed, and that's what God said. And he's the one that does the reaping and the sowing. And that's where you are, Jace, you lying scumbag. And the caller again that said anything about me hitting a home run. Yeah, I hit a home run but down there, but it wasn't. He didn't see me play. I didn't play. Johnny Mitchell's way before me. And anyway, it's just a lie. But I mean, I've got to, I think I've got to clear that up, because some of these fools on the show, Mitch, which most of his callers now, are complete fools. You don't, you know that, but you love the, you love it, Paul. And yeah, you know, I'll get on your, you know what? I'll get on your ass when you lie and let these liars in. And you, and somebody's interviewing me in the future, and you're going to be on it. You're going to be on it. You've detrimented me many times on this show, uncalled for. And I've always been your best caller, as my friend from Georgia, I can't even think of his name, Daryl. As Daryl said, there's nobody that can touch me on this show, because I can bring it. I've got truth. I've got experience. And I know how to be a great radio contributor. And I tell the truth, you fart-faced little liar.
That's a new one on me. Trey is up next.
Couple of questions, Paul. Is that Tuscaloosa Jim calling, or is that the Christian Jim calling? Which one is that?
Don't get me. I mean, I'm trying to get in his good graces after. I don't want to be called
but
a
you
fart
know,
face.
Paul, I guess that's one of the worst things you could call people, huh, Paul? But you know, Paul, said something to me.
I think the words were a lying ass fart face.
Well, you know, you could be called worse, I guess, you know. But, you know, you're a child of God, and that's what he's calling a child of God. That's what he gets. That's what gets me about Jim and his faith. But Paul, he said something about me about a week ago, and I had a chance to address it because I've been in and out of doctor's office. My health is not good again, and I just, you know, Paul, I don't feel like really talking about it right now. But I am going to say something about Jim on Friday, if I could be the first caller. I'm going to try to get in first.
That's fine.
That is a fact. And he can't deny it. You can't deny it. No caller can deny a fact I'm going to say about Jim when I'll call in on Friday. And you know, when Jim says stuff about me, I really try to take it in. And before I react, I try not to get too angry about it. So I'm going to wait and say what I have to say on Friday about what he said about me last week. But one other thing, Paul, I would like to ask all of your callers something, and I think the callers put you in a bad spot. I love this show. This is one of the best shows because you let everybody speak their mind, no matter what they believe. And I'm an American, and I believe everybody should have the right to speak their mind. But I'm begging these callers to try to please keep politics off of this show. And I don't care if you're a Trump fan. I don't care if you're a Biden fan, because all this is going to get really ugly. And this is one of the real shows that we can talk about sports. Paul, if I want to hear about politics, there's 9 million shows on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. So I just wish the callers would keep this to the show that it's been and quit putting you in a bad position to take a side or something, because I don't think it's fair for you, and I do think you handle it very well. And, you know, if people get mad at me for asking that's okay, but I want this, and I, you know, Jim does make this show. I mean, everybody calls in and talks about him. I'd rather talk about Jim than politics on this show. So I just hope we could really work
Trey, I look forward to your next call, and we all hope that your health makes a turn. Thank you very, very much. Another call here before we break. JK is up next.
What's up, Paul?
JK.
Hey, I'm going to say a little something about Jim. Once again, another call. Nothing about sports. I'm convinced now that you and Jim, y'all got a body buried somewhere from in the past, and he's got you by the throat. But, Paul, let me talk about little Nicky. Little Nicky is up at the Senate complaining about the portal and NIL. He didn't complain about 3 years ago. That's the last time they won a championship. he didn't complain when he went in the same portal and got Williams from Ohio State. He didn't complain about the portal when he went to Georgia Tech and got Gibbs. Why is he complaining now? And the person he's complaining to, Senator Ted Cruz, his only job is to leave pucker marks on Donald Trump's butt. He won't even defend his own wife against Trump. So what is Ted Cruz going to do about college football?
Was he the guy, Stacey, that Trump called, was he the guy, JK, that Trump called Lion Ted?
Lion Ted, he talked about how ugly his wife was, and all he said was, leave Heidi the hell alone. Who did he scare? But, Paul, that's all I really want to know, man. Why is Nick complaining now? Nick didn't complain about the NIL.
Well, he's in a different position now. He's a former coach.
But, Paul, I really think Nick is – I ain't going to put that in the air. But, Paul, he didn't complain about the NIL and how much these players made. He has been the highest paid public official in the state of Alabama for how many years now?
17.
Why complain about the kids getting money and he didn't have anything to complain about when his pockets were getting fat? So Nick might as well shut up, enjoy retirement, and please, please, put my man from Georgia next to Nick Saban on game day. That's what I want to see. You have a good one, buddy.
We hit the break. Busy show already. We've had a couple of great guests. We will come back much more right after this.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. We are here on a Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget tomorrow, live in Nashville for the SEC basketball tournament. Virgil is up next.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, bud?
Virgil, we are doing great. Thank you.
I'd like to say a little something about the way Jim acts on your show.
Okay.
He's all time fussing and raising a lot of Cain and stuff. And Galatians, I'm a minister of the gospel, and Galatians 5:22 says the fruits of the spirit of peace, long-suffering, and gentleness. And Matthew, and he's all-time calling people a fool. Matthew 5:22 says, whoever shall say thou a fool shall be in danger of hell fire. And he's all-time talking about people going to hell. God the judge. I don't think he delegated that job to Jim.
Well, listen, I wouldn't be educated enough to offer an opinion on that, but Jim talks with a lot of credibility when it comes to understanding all these things, does he not?
Well, to a certain degree he does, yeah, but I mean, he's all the time raising his voice and screaming and hollering and stuff, and that's not Christian like. You know, and calling people fools and talking about people lying and going to hell and all that stuff.
Yeah. Virgil, that's a fair point. I'm going to defer because I am not the final judge, but I thank you for the call. Maybe Stacy knows the answer. How are you, Stacy?
What's up, Paul? I want everybody to listen to the show starting tomorrow. I'm starting tomorrow, each day for the rest of the week, I'm going to give people credit that needs credit. So please tune in.
Okay.
But let me say this about Jim. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. I'm going to talk to Jim the next time he come on the show. Paul, put me on. Let me talk to Jim, and we're going to get some understanding, and we're going to solve that, okay? Now, it's two people that I want to address before I get off the phone today. Number one, I want to know why people let this guy bully them. He's a bully behind some sunglasses, and his name is AJ. You know AJ, don't you, Paul?
I do.
Why is he such a bully? When AJ come at y'all, the only thing you got to say is 4th and 31, and he'll run like a fly. Okay? So that's how you handle AJ. Now, let me say something about this other person real quick, Paul. He's talking about what Nick Saban is complaining about. And you know who that is, don't you?
Who's that?
JK, you got enough to complain about already, man. Leave Nick Saban alone. Let the man say what he want to say, when he want to say it, and how he want to say it. What you need to be complaining about is that Miami Hurricane program. If you worry about that, then you won't find reason to talk about nobody else. But like I say, tune into the show tomorrow. It's going to be important because I got to give some people their props. See you, Paul.
Well, that is great to hear. Swamp Dog is up next. Hello, Swamp.
Hello, Mr. Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Glad to get back in again. I saw the Nick Saban thing with the segment today, and I think we may know now why he retired when he did.
Yeah.
Make sense to you about that?
Yeah, well, it makes a lot. Yeah, he seemed pretty fed up with the system.
Cleared it up. Yeah, I think a lot of people felt that way in the first place, but he kind of said it today. But what I want to talk to you about is about the SEC tournament and how it's going to affect the show the rest of the week. Is it going to be on the air, or last week you were not on?
Yeah, we'll be on most of the week. We'll be on all tomorrow and all of Friday. Thursday will be a little interrupted, but I appreciate you asking the question.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.